Not an easy decision now, but we've been thinking about it long and hard, and just there, the end of May, we made the decision that things couldn't go on. Just it was very quiet, the tourism accommodation in the area, and all the deliveries, when you see the Dunstores delivery vans and everything and coming to your neighbours and stuff, it's very hard now to keep going. But that's the way it has to go.
And was that kind of competition the main reason that you took this decision to close?
That too, but the rising cost of everything. Like, people don't see the overheads the small businesses have. It's very hard, the rising cost of everything for small businesses, and there's no well help for them. You also have the local link that stops outside the door 4 or 5 times a day. And, you know, your customers are standing inside your door waiting to go. And they're coming back with the shopping, you know, and stuff like that there. So there's many factors. I have a young family myself. So just you have to consider everything.
And obviously Carrick is quite a small, tight-knit community in South Donegal. This will obviously be a big loss to that community as well.
Oh, it is. The shop is here 60-odd years. So it will be a big loss. Now, there's another small shop in the town. So hopefully people will support local, because you can't have the two shops going in a small area. We need people to shop local. You know, it doesn't have to be the big shop every week, but if we just keep things going for the small area, it's all needed, and to keep things in the small community.
And just as you mentioned there, there's a lot of small businesses struggling at the moment. Do you think there needs to be more help and more supports for small businesses to keep going when you look at the competition that they're up against?
Oh yes, 100%. There has to be something done. You know, even just the minimum wage going up again, it's very hard for small business to keep that. That's a lot every week. Your ESB is going up again there. Loads of your VAT bills, you know, everything has to be, and people don't see all these small things. So it is very hard now, and something needs to be done to help the small businesses.